We're talking with Bruce Roeder, who is the head of the Museum of Political Corruption. We've had Bruce on before to talk about their Nellie Bly Award, and they're going to be having a virtual event September 24th to honor this year's recipient. But Bruce, why don't we just start off with what is the Museum of Political Corruption and why in Albany?
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on. Well, the Museum of Political Corruption is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to educating and empowering the public to improve their government. We really believe that if we're going to own the future, first we've got to own the past. So that's why we believe education is so important. We don't have a physical location yet. We do plan on having one sometime in the future. Why Albany? It's hardly that we need to ask that question. Albany has had more than its share of political corruption. It has, in fact, a rich history of political corruption. And we believe that if we can study it and learn from it, it can apply to politics anywhere in the state or in the country.
So who is your Nellie Bly Award, and maybe she award recipient this year? And for those people who may not know, remember who Nellie Bly was, why do you call this award the Nellie Bly Award?
Well, Nellie Bly was an amazing 19th century pioneering journalist. She really helped start this entire field of investigative journalism. She's probably best known for the expose she did on the Blackwell's Island Insane Asylum in New York, where she went undercover and posed as a patient. But we were particularly inspired by her story of when she came up to Albany, because she heard there was corruption and she heard you could buy off the New York legislature to pass or kill any bill. So she put it to the test. She came here undercover, posing as a lobbyist, and in fact, she was able to have a bill killed, all for the price of $1,250, and I suppose the New York State Legislature costs more these days, but that's what it was back then, and that's why we named the award after her.
And this year's recipient?
Yes, this year's recipient is Jane Mayer, the chief Washington correspondent for the New Yorker magazine. She's a fabulous choice. She's our fourth annual recipient of this award. And she herself has been a pioneer in the field. She's done tremendous work, especially with regard to the role that that dark money plays in our politics. And I encourage all of your listeners to go out and get one or more of her books, because it's really eye-opening.
Can you explain a little bit what you mean by the phrase, dark money? And is that possibly playing any role in the, 2020 elections?
I'm sure it is. It's this undercurrent where billionaires have been funding what seem to be, on the surface, innocuous think tanks of various sorts. But really, all of these groups merely are intended to serve the special interests of the wealthiest of the wealthy here in this country, particularly with regard to, say, the energy industry, the coal industry, for instance. Mayer focuses a lot on the Koch brothers, for instance, but there are other actors as well.
Mm. And I also understand you actually did have an exhibit here in the Capital District for the museum, that unfortunately was impacted by the COVID crisis?
Yes, it was. We opened up a wonderful exhibit in spring called First Responders for Democracy, where we focus on what individuals can do to improve their government. Everything from being journalists to being whistleblowers. For that exhibit, we partnered with the Albany Firefighters Museum. It was really wonderful of them. We had a great opening. Congressman Tonko was there along with others. And then, yes, 2 weeks later, because of the COVID pandemic, we had to close down. And that's been one other reason why we have pursued an alternate route of creating a virtual museum before we go to a bricks and mortar museum.
So what will your virtual event on September 24th be like?
Well, it'll be wonderful. Jane Mayer will be there. She will be interviewed by WAMC's Joe Donahue. We actually have a bit of a surprise for her. We put together a video in tribute to her. And there are some very special people who make appearances in that video. We won't go any further now, but it will be a wonderful, hopefully a wonderful surprise for Jane. But I know that she wants to do a very robust question and answer period with viewers. I think she's really interested in what the public has to ask her and how she can respond to that. So we're really looking forward to this event.
And stepping back a little bit to the exhibit, did any of our esteemed, you know, lawmakers, governor, attorney general, stop by to get some education when you had the exhibit open?
Well, that would be wonderful. I don't know that any of them did. As I said, Congressman Tonko was there. There was also a representative from the League of Women Voters was there. It was a good exhibit, and we hope it will open again right after the pandemic. And we do want to educate our leaders as well. This isn't just for the public. We want to be a resource to our state leaders as well.
Now, you know, are there any other, you know, similar museums of political corruption elsewhere in the country, or you sort of an initial trailblazer on this?
I believe we are a trailblazer. I don't believe there's another museum quite like this in the world. As a matter of fact, Mark, I've received communication from other municipalities in the country saying, we want this museum there, say in Chicago or in some other city. And I kindly respond back that say, well, we're going to open this up in Albany first, and then we'll franchise. Because I really want Albany to be a leader in ethical governance. And that's what this museum represents. It represents a education and a new path forward.
Now, you know, you mentioned it's in Albany, and I always remember the movie Lincoln, where, you know, Lincoln's trying to twist the arms of Congress to get something done, and he tells his staff, you know, go find me two Albany lobbyists to take care of this. They'll know how to, you know, buy the Congress member. And certainly in the last year, you know, Shelley Silver, former Assembly Speaker, just started his visit in prison, and a number of the top Cuomo staff have been convicted in the last year or so of political corruption. Do you have any sense that, you know, is corruption getting worse or better at the state capitol in recent years?
Mark, I believe it ebbs and flows. I think it's always there under the surface. And the reason for that is just because of the amount of money that flows through New York and flows through Albany. And that type of money builds real temptation. And there is an underlying culture of power and pressure, which also leads to corruption as well. And it's nothing that is ever going to go completely away, but it's something like having a chronic illness, for instance, that is manageable, and we can manage it.
Okay. So we've been talking with Bruce Roeder about the September 24th virtual event for the Museum of Political Corruption. Bruce, you know, the webpage, how do people sign up for the virtual event?
Yes, absolutely. If you're interested in registering for this Nellie Bly Awards ceremony, it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to hear Jane Mayer speak. Do visit our website, which is www.museumofpoliticalcorruption.org.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.